Tired of the everyday routine, every dream of a life of romantic adventure. Want to get away from it all? We offer you Escape! Escape! Designed to free you from the four walls of today for half an hour of adventure. You are high on the frozen slopes of a great mountain, terrified and caught in a blizzard.
While the thing for which you've been hunting has suddenly become the hunter.
And if it finds you, then for you and your companions, there can be no escape. So listen now, as Escape brings you the Abominable Snowman.
Our first bit of luck is when we had Nasong. When I told Nasong that we were after, he hesitated for a moment. And then he said,
T-Sahibs have not come to climb Shah Alama.
No, we're a little late for that. It's already been done. The other two Sahibs and myself are here for the reason I told you.
Meadow coming.
That's right.
The Sahibs always hire me to climb the mountain with them, but never this.
Are you afraid of them?
I have seen one.
You've seen one?
Yes, many of us have seen them.
Wait a minute, Alan.
Yeah, what's up?
He says he's seen one of the things. Where's Frank?
Went out to go get some tobacco.
I think this is our man.
Aight.
Nasong, this is Mr. Harris.
Hello, Nasong.
Nasong was telling me about what he seen.
It has a face that is evil. And when it saw me, it uttered a strange cry and bounded away, sometimes leaping, sometimes running with great strides. And after a moment, I lost sight of it in the snow.
Where were you?
With the French expedition, it was at 19,000 feet on Shamala.
How far were you from it?
30 feet.
You're sure it wasn't an ape?
I am sure there is no ape in the Himalaya to make such a track.
What about bears?
This too I have been asked, but does a bear walk always upon its hind legs?
Well, that's enough for me. If you want the job, Nasong, you're hired.
You are going to try to capture a Yeti?
Yes.
It will be a difficult thing, but I will serve with you.
Yeti, Wild Man, Meadow Coming, Abominable Snowman, that's the names the natives had for the things. And Alan Ferris, Frank Davis, and I were going to try to get one. 4 weeks later, we're in the Rangbok Valley for our interview with the llama. The weather was good and our spirits were high. From the llama's window, we could see the great peak of Everest in the distance.
Why, gentlemen, do you need to capture Mauna Kea?
Because, sir, we believe it will be an invaluable aid in our prehistoric research that is if these things are in any way human.
For this reason, you have formed an expedition?
Yes.
You are familiar with climbing?
Yes, we are.
You would need to be. You have my permission. Now, there is one point, however. I must request that no animal or being in this valley be shot. Our religion does not allow it.
We'll respect your wishes, sir. Now, may I ask one more thing?
Of course, my son.
Do you believe in the existence of Meadow Kami?
I, myself, had never seen them, but I know they live here.